Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a video game that's just come out or is coming out. My name is Ben.
And my name is Ashton.
Ashton, it's finally here.
Everyone,
you've got the red hair.
I have.
You've got the hoodie on today.
I do actually have the hoodie on as well.
You've made a she's got the day off. She's made a special trip in to talk about Horizon Forbidden West.
I feel like everyone's going to be really glad that it's finally out so I can stop talking about how it's coming out very soon.
But now just talk
about how much I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I've played a couple of hours this morning. I wanted to play at midnight last night. However, I didn't realise until I already bought it that once you buy the PS4 version, the PS5 upgrade doesn't come through until midnight.
Oh dear.
So I was waiting and waiting and I thought, why can't I not download the PS5 version? What the heck? I don't want to download the PS4 version. It's going to take me 4 hours. I can't be arsed. So I looked on the website and they were like, yeah, you can't actually download that until midnight.
Right.
So waited till midnight, downloaded the game, took 4.5 hours. And then this morning I woke up at 7:30, which is earlier than I even wake up to go to work.
Yeah.
And played the game for a couple of hours until now. So I've played about 3-ish hours now, past the first, like, I wouldn't call it the tutorial area, but the area where it teaches you, kind of reteaches you the mechanics of the game a bit, which is a completely separate area from the rest of the map.
Okay.
So I've completed that bit and I haven't got to the Forbidden West yet, but we're almost there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there, yeah.
So far, has it been worth the wait?
It has absolutely been worth the wait. It is gorgeous. The game is stunning. So I'm playing it on performance mode.
Right, so that's 60 frames.
60 frames. I had a bit of an issue with the kind of the like quality mode in terms of like visual quality. It kept kind of... It was a bit like juddery at times.
Oh, okay.
But that was right at the beginning of the game and I just changed the performance and I haven't checked in again. But right at the beginning of the game, I had some issue with the other mode. But on performance mode, like, it still looks gorgeous.
Good.
If you've got 4K telly, I mean, maybe go for the other mode, but I haven't got 4K telly. So to me, it still looks pretty regardless.
Right.
But the mechanics are very similar to the rest of like the other game. There's a couple of new things that they've added that I am excited to kind of dive into a bit more. But like, first impression of the game is it's gorgeous and the soundtrack is incredible. If you're someone who's big on soundtracks in games, you are gonna love this one. It's like just the perfect amount of like chill but also atmospheric. Like, it's grand.
They got the choirs going.
They do. There's like a bit just before you kind of get into the main scope of the game where we have like a kind of an intro sequence where there's all the names coming up on the screen and Aloy's riding through different areas that we recognise from the first game. And there's this like song that's being sung and it is just... No, it's got lyrics. I mean, it is that... I think it is that song, but they're actually singing lyrics. But I loved that bit. I thought I was sat there going, oh my God, that's a bit from that game. That's a bit, I remember, I recognized that bit.
Don't cry.
I did, to be honest, as soon as it booted up, I was like, keep it in. It's finally here.
Well, you've been excited for so long.
I have.
And it feels like it's been a really long wait for this game.
It has.
I don't want to take anything away from other big PlayStation first party launches since the PS5 came out, but this feels like probably the the biggest one so far.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is one that they have both pushed a lot of marketing into and also have put a lot of effort into making great. Mm-hmm. And I think you can really tell that they've made it for the PS5.
Right.
But obviously, you know, you can play on the PS4. But it's definitely like, they were like, this is a PS5 game. And it looks it, and it feels like a PS5 game, and it just plays. There's like the HUD on the screen. So I'm playing it in Explorer mode, which is kind of limited HUD and limited kind of like, it doesn't tell you when there's a resource available unless you use your focus. Oh. And then it'll go, there's a resource over there. And it's kind of a bit more about like visually recognizing things in the environment. So like, is that a chest? Probably go and check if it's a chest rather than kind of going, look, there's a chest over there that you haven't looked through yet. There is the other mode where you can like just turn all of the HUD on, but I have it on Explorer mode.
Right.
And it uses the touchpad to like bring up the HUD. So if you want the rest of the HUD to appear, like your mission and everything else, you just like scroll up on the HUD and it will appear. And it's quite nice. On the touchpad, yeah, that's what I meant. But there's loads of new mechanics in the game as well. So there's 6 skill trees rather than just, well, there was quite a few last time, but there's 6 kind of specifically named skill trees.
Okay.
Which are very differently laid out than the one in the first game, whereas it's just going like you go down a list of like things in a certain pole. It's kind of like there's branching paths and you need to get 3 of a certain skill mechanic to open a like a cool new ability kind of thing. They all are on like one big page, but you can kind of skip between the 6 of them. There's like hunter, scavenger, machine rider kind of thing. So there's different things you can put skills into, but it seems like they've really fleshed out the like the skill tree quite a lot. There's kind of you're going to need more skills to like really boost your character, and it looks like there's going to be more of a kind of integrity in the skill trees and things that you do,
right,
as you go.
So you're
through
making more conscious decisions to spec into what you want to be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than just slowly collecting them all.
Yeah, I think eventually you'll probably be able to fill up most of
that
the skill trees.
Is the case.
But I think that like for the beginning of the game, it's definitely kind of going like, what do you want to be? What mechanic do you want to focus on more? Do you care more about melee combat or more about ranged combat, or are you more into the machine side of things? Speaking of machines, there's new machines.
Yeah, have you seen any of them?
I have seen them. We get introduced to them basically immediately. There's new machines. Mm. There's ones that are kind of like the Watcher machine in the beginning, which is kind of like the smaller one,
right,
which is kind of always around. There's like a different version of those, but like it's not called the Watcher. It's a different thing. It's got different like mechanics, different attacks and stuff. And then there's the machines are more aggressive. Ones that we kind of know from the first game have got kind of evil twins in this game, like they're not the same like machine or name of the machine, but they are kind of very similar looking, and they are evil and they will hurt you, they're angry. But it's the focus is new as well, so Aloy's got a new focus, and she's kind of upgraded it along the way, so it's kind of needing to redo a lot of the machine scanning that you've done. So you have to, you can tap the focus to reveal handholds and like resources around you, or you can hold down the right stick, and you can scan machines and look in kind of the same mode of the first one. So rather than just tapping in the first game, you have to hold it down to get into the more kind of in-depth mode, but you can just tap it to find handholds and stuff, which are done where like there's just kind of lines on rocks that you can't, it's not kind of like here's a big yellow rock or a white bit on a rock that you know you can climb up. There's kind of like rock faces, and if you tap that you can see the handholds, but otherwise it's just kind of invisible, which is kind of a bit more immersive because you've not just got like big yellow pole. I mean, there is still big yellow pole, but it's like a bit more, they've tried to make it a bit more natural in terms of like where you can climb up and stuff. There is a bit of like mechanics and visual bugs that I've found so far, but it is day one and maybe these things will be patched out very soon. But it's kind of like nothing massive, that's kind of like you can't move past very quickly, just like things popping in every now and then. At one point Aloy got stuck on a rock and was kind of like bouncing up and down because she was trying to get a resource whilst also being on a ledge, and was just bouncing up and down for about a couple of minutes, and it was quite funny. I won't lie, but I was like,
probably
okay,
not intentional.
please get off now Aloy, let go please,
come on.
And her hair sometimes is a bit weird. Like her hair kind of, at times she's leaning forward and her hair's kind of going around her face, like the end of her hair. But it's just little things that kind of like, you notice them, but it's not going to like affecting the game at all.
It's not
really.
Deleting your
no, it's not deleting my save, or it's not completely impossible to play kind of thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's also new mechanics in terms of weapons and resources. So you can only carry a certain amount of each resource. So where in the first game, you had like 100 slots and you could just fill it up with like all Ridgewood if you wanted to. You could keep securing as much as you can, as long as it's only up to that certain amount of things. Now they've changed it, so you can only have a certain amount of something. But if you pick more up, it goes to your stash, and your stash is, it automatically goes there as soon as you over like pick up over the amount. And your stash is at every settlement and every campfire. There's a little chest that you can go into and grab anything out of, put things in if you need to, and just use that as a kind of like a storage facility that it automatically puts things into. Mm-hmm. So and I thought that was quite good, because there was in the first game, I always kind of got annoyed that I was like, oh, I've got like a million wood and I don't need it all, but I don't want to get rid of it all in case that I suddenly need like loads of arrows. And then weapons are different now. So in the first game, to upgrade a weapon, you either had to use a coil, which you just kind of put on and it boosted a stat, or you would go to a merchant and just buy the better weapon. Mm-hmm. You can still do that. However, I mean, I haven't seen any merchants yet, to be honest. I haven't got to any of the big settlements yet. But I assume you can still buy the weapons. Mm-hmm. But weapons you get, you can upgrade in workbenches. So you need to collect resources and stuff to boost them up to level 3. And that upgrades their stats. It lets you put coils on that you can't just do automatically. So there's more emphasis on crafting upgrades and keeping resources to help you get those upgrades, which there wasn't really in the first game. Obviously there was crafting like bombs and potions and stuff, but now it's like these resources that you carry around that I found myself carrying constantly in the first game are now actually used quite a lot in upgrades and stuff. You can upgrade weapons, outfits, and I think maybe resource satchels and stuff in the workbench. So it's not kind of, as you're going around, you have to find a workbench, which are normally, again, at settlements and stuff, so it's not too hard to find things. So yeah, there's kind of loads of new stuff in the game. There is new resources and that kind of thing as well. But there's also quite a lot of stuff that we get carried over from the first game. So we meet quite a lot of new people, or not new people, old people, in the first section of the game. If you don't want anything spoiled, by the way, I mean, a bit late to mention now, but if you're listening on the podcast feed, if you don't want anything spoiled from the first like 2 hours of the game, don't watch the video, just listen to it, because
we're not going
to
talk spoilers.
No.
And there's a good chance that you'll be watching and not remember potentially who these people are that are showing up. But
just
maybe just listen to the podcast audio version if you don't want to see any of the game.
The first part of the game isn't too story spoilery, but there is things in there that kind of... Quite a lot of the trailer stuff, well, I say quite a lot, a bunch of the trailer stuff that we see from the last couple of trailers is in this first section of the game that you play through. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of, there's still lots of unanswered questions about that whole thing. And also quite a lot of the trailer is still unanswered stuff. But we do see quite a lot of things that we're going, oh, I recognise that from the trailer kind of situation. It's set 6 months after the 6 months-ish after the first game. Aloy is a bit kind of jaded and a bit different in the start of this game. Like, she's always been quite a bit of a lone wolf, And I think she kind of doesn't realise that she's kind of developed these friendships with people along her way. So she's kind of a little bit like, she's a little bit of a bitch. Oh, am I? Not like to their face, but like the way she acts isn't necessarily the way that like
you would treat a friend.
It's like she doesn't quite.
Saved the world.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So sometimes I'm like, Aloy, stop cheeky Ming, stop.
Do you have much say? I know there's dialogue options, but is it just that generally for normal conversation, finding out information rather than making decisions?
It's kind of the same as the first game. So, like, you can make decisions in terms of how she handles certain situations. Like, there's, like, the caring, intelligent and, like, defensive dialogue choices that you get that you got in the first game. But you can't... The story is being told for you. You can't massively make a lot of decisions.
Okay.
You can, like, choose if you can, like, be mean to someone or not, if, like, you know, that kind of thing. But you don't get that option very often. And there's... I've not found that much lore yet, but I'm only in the first bit of the game, and there's already been enough to keep me occupied and keep me reading.
Right.
So yeah, there is. It's kind of guided, and you don't get an awful lot of like control over what she says and what she does. But I think that's kind of was the charm of the first game, that you haven't got to worry about making all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That is not. That's completely the same as the first game.
It also allows for a tighter narrative experience.
Yeah, exactly.
As well,
it does. Yeah,
Gorilla having to worry about writing 20 different paths through any situation or whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, I haven't got to the Forbidden West yet, but I have got to the map. The map looks about the same size as the first game, if not a little bit smaller, I think, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I have only explored a tiny bit of it so far. And like I say, it's gorgeous. And the world is so full of stuff. Like, there's no... So far, there's been no just, like, vast empty spaces with no character. Everything's got character, and everything's got kind of... like a story built into it. I found 4 side quests or so already, just by accident. I've not even done the next bit of the main quest. I've just been bumbling around exploring.
Yeah.
But that's always been the charm for me as well, like, of Horizon, is just bumbling around and finding things and being like, what's this weird guy doing over here? I hope he doesn't need help because he looks weird. But yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I think if you enjoyed the first one, so far I've really enjoyed the second one, and I'm excited to see where the story goes. And it kicks off straight away with being like, oh my God, this is interesting. I didn't remember we were going to go here straight away. So there's like, it kicks off immediately with some interesting stuff. So
cool.
So yeah.
Are you able to jump into this game with no knowledge of the first game, do you think, so far at least?
I think there's a full recap of the first game.
Okay.
Well, I say a full recap. Silence at the beginning of the game, as soon as you load up, tells you basically the play-by-play of what happened in the first game and kind of the things we find out. It's very limited. It's like a minute and a half long, but it covers most of the stuff.
Right.
And the game teaches you everything you need to know about the mechanics and stuff again straight from the beginning. There'll be questions as like, who's that guy? I mean, if you've played the game and you've not played it in a while, you might still be like, who's that guy?
Right.
But, you know, there's... I think you can jump into it without playing the first game if you've just watched like a recap video or a really good, you know, recap video.
Exactly.
That I mean,
go watch the story recap from
from Horizon. Yeah, but yeah, I think you should play the first game, but you don't have to. It answers enough questions within itself to cover the first game if you've forgotten how, you know, what happened or you haven't played it.
Excellent.
So yeah.
You're enjoying it?
I am really enjoying it. I'm excited to go back.
Thinking about it right now?
I am.
And you're annoyed that you're at work because you could be at home.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Playing it. So we won't keep you any longer, Ashton.
Thanks.
Horizon Forbidden West. More like Horizon Forbidden... Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes!
With a T on the end.
Yeah.
You got one?
Sure. Horizon Forbidden West. More like Horizon for Ashton. It's for me.
That's
it's
it.
Perfect.
Sorry, everyone else.
Sorry, just for me.
Just for Ashton.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Well, there we are, everybody. If you're looking forward to Horizon Forbidden West, let us know about it in the comments or tweet us or social media us. All the information is below in whichever platform you're consuming.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it on the podcast or the video. But we'll catch you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.